Well, there's probably a lot of lessons for everyone that emerge from the Petraeus scandal here. But one, if the nation's top spy can't keep private emails private, can any of us? Joining us live, Ken Moskowitz with WTOP's Data Doctors, which you can hear each day at 1:40 on WTOP. Well, Ken, can we keep our email private?
The answer is very simply no. Here's the problem. Email, much like evidence in a crime scene, email leaves a DNA trace. It leaves little bits and pieces scattered around the internet. And when you are building a draft email in something like Gmail, it's actually saved on a server. It's not like a private email server that you have in your home or that you have in your office, like an Exchange server, where it doesn't really go anywhere other than the server. As soon as you make a draft, it's visible to a server, not a person.
Yeah, we're told that Petraeus and Broadwell didn't even transmit their emails. They had a shared account and left emails for each other in a draft folder, and that's where they were discovered.
Right. You know, and let me just state this. This is not – I'm not telling people how to cheat. This is more for the guys in
– That's a separate interview.
Yeah. In a national security position to know what to do so that they don't get caught, because, you know, this really comes down to thinking ahead. You know, if Petraeus had ever watched the HBO series The Wire, he would have known to use burn phones. You know, those are things that are – those are those prepaid cell phones. You know, you can use them. Typically, they're used for illegal activity. This would be immoral activity. But at the same time, it would have left no trace. It's inexpensive. And this conversation wouldn't be happening.
Right.
And he's not the first. You know, Petraeus is not the first, and he certainly won't be the last guy busted by this. Wasn't it General John Allen that was recently U.S. forces in Afghanistan? He was having an affair, or there were some 20,000 pages of emails back
right,
and
that,
forth.
Right, that no stemmed out of affair. That yeah. stemmed out of this as well.
Right.
And you know, but we see it all the time. I mean, these things occur on a regular basis in our country, and there's no, we're not here value judging anyone in any way. But the fact of the matter is, people are engaging in a behavior on a different, couple of different levels here, Ken, that is risky, but most especially with the communication they're engaging in.
Yeah, the problem is today, anonymity requires a relentless attention to detail. And if you don't have it, you're busted. And that's where Petraeus went wrong. They didn't think ahead to what actually happens when you're engaged in not creating or not sending an email, but creating an email on a public server. It's simply you're taking your words and your computer, and you forget that there's this detachment from your computer to a server somewhere. When that draft is being created, it has to be saved on a server. Google works in a very simple way. You create it on your computer, but what you're seeing isn't actually on your computer. It's on Google. That's why you can go back to a Google Doc and a Google email and retrieve those even if your computer dies.
But it's not just Google. A lot of the services are the same way, right?
Yeah, any of the web-based services, Dropbox, Yahoo, you know, Windows Live,
right.
Any of those email services, they're held in a public place, not in a private server.
Can you, if from the other standpoint here, when you are sending something out, do you leave yourself vulnerable then to someone who might be able to get in as a result of your going out?
You know, is the answer yes, of course. Listen, 99% of the people don't have to worry about emails being caught, received, you know, intercepted by the FBI. But yeah, that's
right, but we're not running clandestine operations.
Correct.
All right, Ken, listen, thanks for the help. Appreciate it. Ken Moskowitz with the Data Doctors, and you can hear the Data Doctors every weekday here on WTOP at 1:40 p.m.